This is Mark's Almanac. Look back in history, I'm Mark Pennell. It's January 21st, and it was on this date in 1968 that an incident involving nuclear bombs happened in Greenland. Known as the Tula incident, a U.S. Air Force B-52 bomber crashed near the airbase following a cabin fire, resulting in one death. The aircraft was carrying four thermonuclear bombs, and the impact caused the conventional explosives to detonate and the nuclear payload to rupture and disperse, resulting in radioactive contamination. Soon after, the United States and Denmark began an extensive cleanup and recovery operation. And it was on this date in 1977 that Jimmy Carter made a major announcement, granting an unconditional pardon to thousands of men who avoided the draft during the Vietnam War. Once the war had ended, the U.S. government continued to prosecute nearly 210,000 men who were formally accused of violating draft laws. After only one day in office, Carter enacted the pardon, and as a result, nearly 50,000 transplanted Americans who had made Canada their home returned back to the States. The decision was not without controversy, as veterans groups heavily criticized it. Here's a little bit of a bad recording from a debate he had with Gerald Ford in 1976.
Those who violated the draft laws, as a matter of fact, I don't advocate amnesty, I advocate pardon. There's a difference, in my opinion.
And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.